A fuel tanker of loading at Shammah in the Western Region is reported to have caught fire and caused considerable damage to nearby houses and vehicles. Two other fuel tankers also caught fire. According to Radio Ghana's correspondent Desmond Kudu, no casualty has been recorded, and a combined team of fire and other security officers have managed to bring the situation under control. He spoke to Augusto Zakwe.
A tanker from Tema, a dump truck with registration number GR44973, came from Tema this one to discharge 13,500 liters of petrol at the Ban Oil at Shammah Junction. According to the mate of the tanker driver, Mohamed Umash, just as they were discharging the petrol, it caught fire. They were doing everything possible, but it was not able to put the fire out. So they had to call fire service. That was around 8:30 when they called the fire service. But the fire service who got here around 0919. That's where the fire service got here. It's a combined team of the fire service from Sekendi, Western Naval Command, the Air Force, and they're here trying to put the fire under control. The fire has been brought under control. The fire also caught two other tankers. One that truck belonging to Ghana Oil, that's Goyle. It caught fire and was partly burnt. But another truck with the registration number CR563A was totally burnt. Two tankers have been totally burnt beyond repair, including another private car, which was parked at the station at the time of the fire incident. They've all been burnt beyond repair.
Were there casualties or fatalities?
No, there was no casualties, because when the fire started, according to Mohamed Umar, the mate of the truck that was discharging the petrol, they tried to move the other truck, but as much as they tried to start the vehicles, they were unable to start the vehicles. So all the three other tanks there caught fire, but there's not been any casualty as of now.
Has the security services been able to control the crowd around?
Yes, we have a team of naval personnel here. We are trying to control the situation. Then let me get another information. A compound house getting to where the police station is also caught fire. We have the personnel from the Ghana Navy trying to bring the fire under control and protect the property of this police event. So as I speak to now, we have a team of naval personnel. We have cordoned off the area so that no theft or any robbery will take place.
What about damage to property in the said house?
Some of the personal belongings got burned. There's not been any casualty, but personal belongings in three of the houses, three of the rooms got burned.
Have you been able to speak to occupants of that house?
According to my military, who was there at the time of the incident, they were there when they heard the fire, so they all started shouting, they raised alarm, and they all came out. But as the fire got to the other truck, that is the dump truck registration number CR5638, they all came out. Then they couldn't go to the house because the dump truck longest to go was closer to the house, which is about 2 meters to the station. So it got to the house and they all came out, they raised alarm. They tried removing some of their belongings and the children in the house.
You heard our Western Region correspondent Desmond Kudu talking to Augusto Zakwe.